here this evening is going to bring in his agenda. The official is currently in the library. Order will be first Council of Chinese Legalios, then Kinder, and Silkis. Time. The Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, the sugya, which is of most importance, is the sugya in Psachim, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, beginning of the fourth parashah, Makom Shenahagu. Over there, the Mishnah points out that when a person holeh in Makom Sheosim, or Makom Sheinosim, Makom Sheinosim, or Makom Sheosim, in terms of the Minhag of doing Malacha on Erev Pesach, Nosin Alav Chumri HaMakom Sheyotzam Nisham. Kumri hamakom shaholach l'sham, va'al yeshane mitnei hamachlokas. Then the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph brings a story. Rav Avira Saba, sorry, it's a little above. Kiyosa Rabba Bar Bar Chana, when Rabba Bar Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, ochal the Isera. And there was a certain part of the animal in Eretz Yisrael they used to eat, and in Bavel the minhag was not to eat it. Ulugabe Rabbi Avira Saba Rabba Bereg Rav Huna. Two Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel came to visit him, and he was eating this Isera, which was normally not eaten in Bavel. Kevan de Chazinu, when they knocked on the door and he saw who was at the door, Kasye Minayu, he covered it. Asu, so of course they realized what had happened. The Amru Le'i La'avai, they told the Rabbi Abaye what went on. Amar Luhu Shavinu Kukusai, the Rabba Barbarachana, Lesle Hoditna, Nosan Allah Kumri Hamakam Shiyotan Nisham, Kumri Hamakam Shalakasham, doesn't know Teresh and Mishnah. Amar Abaye, so he gives a number of Terutsin. But the Terutz, which is saying Alchul Maisa, is Hane Mile Hecha de Ein Daito Lachsar. Rabba Barbarachana, Daito Lachsar Have. And with that, when a person is Ein Daito Lachsar, then he takes upon himself the Minhagim of the place that he's going to. However, Rabba Barbar Chana, Daito Lachsar Havi. And since Daito Lachsar, the Ikar Hadini can keep his old Minhagim. However, the Farhesia, Al Yishan, Nehamachlokas. So therefore, the moment that he saw you coming, he covered the Daisera so that it would no longer be a situation of Farhesia. He ate Bitsina and not the Farhesia. That's the way most Rishonim over here learned the Sugya. Tosos, the Ran, the Rush. The Rambam has different shot in the Sugya, but Halach Lamaisa, even though the Machaber appears to quote the Rambam's language in one place, Halacha Maisa, basically the Machaber paskins like this Shita, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah also paskins in Siman Taf Samaches. Name it is the basic difference between Daito Lachsar and Ein Daito Lachsar. The distinction, the only distinction that we find, is that Tosas on Dafnun Aleph Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph on Taf points out that if someone were to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and he would be Daito Lachzor to Eretz Yisrael. So according to this rule, we would say that on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, he should not do Malacha B'Farhesia, but he still could do Malacha B'Tzina, because basically he's Daito Lachzor, basically he maintains the Minhagim of Eretz Yisrael. However, Tosis points out, B'Yishuv Lo Avdina Nafilu B'Tzina, Afilu Daito Lachzor, Moses points out that in terms of malacha on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, this is considered to be something which is an exception to the rule, and even Bitsina, someone who is Daito Lachzor to Eretz Yisrael, is not allowed to do malacha. Why? Tosfos holds over here is no such thing as malacha Bitsina. By its nature, you turn on a light, there's a degree of farhesia. You turn on a radio, there's a certain degree of farhesia. The Baal HaMor also passes like Tosfos for a different reason. He says that this is part of the unique din of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, part of the Chumar Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. Even if you were able to do it totally Bitsina, the Cholzot Chazal were machted. So if we would take this rule and apply it to someone coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so we would say that if someone's come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael and Ein Daito Lachzor, we call nowadays making Aliyah, so then he would keep one day, in other words, he keeps upon the Minhagim of the Makom Shebalasha. However, if he is Daito Lachzor, so Me'ikar Hadin, he keeps the Minhagim of Makom Sheyatza Misham, except in Farhesia, he shouldn't do things that will create problems. In other words, basically, he would keep 2 days of Yantif if he was coming and he was Daito Lachzor. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and most Achronim also paskin in that direction. Mishneh Berurah, Siman Tov Samaches, Sifkot and Yud Gimel, Rav Moshe, most Achronim paskin that way as well. The only problem that the Achronim deal with is how do we define Daita Lafsar and how do we define Ein Daita Lafsar? So one question is, is time an element? Does it make a difference if a person is here for a week or he's here for a year? Maybe we'll say if he's here for a week, then he should keep Yom Tov Shen and Shavuot. Then he's a real tourist. If he's here for a year, maybe then. Year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe then. He's learning here. Maybe he should keep have a different status. So there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Samaches at Katan Yud Beis, which deals with such a situation where students came to Magensa for a number of years, and there were Minhagim and Magensa that were different than Minhagim out of Magensa, and they were defined as Daito Lachzor. That's the way Rav Moshe also paskins in his Tshuva and Arachayim Chelot Beis. Namely, that time is not a factor. Another question is, well, maybe the marital status should be a factor. Shouldn't it be a different gether for someone who is not yet married? Because maybe his Daito Lachzor is purely due to circumstances. Namely, deep down in his heart, he would love to stay in Eretz Yisrael, but he has side questions of Shiduchim and Parnasa Vachule, and that's why he wants to go back. Maybe that's not really considered to be Daito Lachzor. That's a machlokas between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad. Rav Ovadia has a tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chelok Aleph Sif Kafav, Siman Kafav, and this used to be a situation when boys from DMT, from the Syrian community, used to go to ask him what they should do. So he would tell them, look, I have a daughter. That time he had a daughter. Right, I have a daughter who's 17 years old. What if I tell you I'll give you my daughter as a kala? I'll set you up over here with parnasa, with a deer, etc. Would you still be daito lachzor? And if they say we're staying, then he passed for them one day. That's in other words. But if they say becholzos, apple pie, baseball, whatever, right, that they're going back, then he passed for them 2 days. In other words, that would be the test. However, Ashkenazim, we don't find Ashkenazi poskim passing in that direction. The Rav Moshe says that as long as we have an individual who is still basically somech al shulchan aviv, he's considered to be daito lachzor unless we have some sort of a declaration in the other direction. But for Sfardim, that certainly is a valid psak. The third question is maybe just the opposite. Maybe if someone's married, that puts him in a different getter, because we have a classic tshuva of the Radvaz, which the Magen Avraham quotes in Siman Tav Tzadivav, that even if a person who's married and comes here with his family says he's daito lachzor, since it's so difficult to move families back and forth, we'll assume that in reality he's going to remain. So the question is, do we pass like that? Halacha l'maaseh. So Rav Avadia passes that way. He says that if someone goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz as a shliach, even if he signs, a shliach has to sign he's going to return after 2 years, and there are all sorts of financial fines, etc. If the shliach is orek, he deserts his shlichut and remains in Chutz Laaretz. Even though he signs, Radvaz Paskin is someone who goes to Chutz Laaretz with his family should keep 2 full days. Why? Because of the Radvaz. Since he's married and moved his whole family over, even though he said he's coming back, and even if he signed he's coming back, we'll assume he'll probably stay, as many shlichim do end up staying. Radvaz Paskin is like this Jew of the Radvaz. Rav Moshe says that Olivar Zmano Batal Karbano, that was true and made in time of the Radvaz. Nowadays, what's the big deal about traveling? Just get on a plane and you travel. Might not mean whether you have 1 ticket, 5 tickets, 10 tickets. In other words, it's not a big deal. 10 hours, you're on the other side of the ocean. And so Rav Moshe says that the Radvaz's consideration is totally irrelevant. So to summarize, according to most Achronim, and again, and within the Rishonim, in terms of the Rishonim basically don't deal with the situation of Ben Chutz Laaretz Shebal Eretz Yisrael. But in terms of the rules that they give of Daito Lachzor and Ein Daito Lachzor, if a Ben Chutz Laaretz comes to Eretz Yisrael and Daito Lachzor, he should keep 2 full days. K'minag ha-makom she-yatza misham. The only practical question is in terms of Farhesia. He pointed out that generally Ayishanadam Midei HaMachlokes is one allowed to have a minion of Yom Tov Sheni. So Mishneh Berurah says that really one should daven B'tzina. However, there's a famous tshuva of the Afkas Rochel, the Beis Yosef, that you're allowed to make minyanim even nowadays, even in his time, even nowadays, because B'nai Eretz Yisrael realized that people from Chutz Laaretz have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and so they're willing to overlook this strange phenomena of people keeping 2 days, even though they're in Eretz Yisrael, and so it's not a problem over here of machlokas. That's the way the world currently is nohay. People come from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, that as long as the daito lasar, they keep two full days. Again, in terms of being married, we don't, in other words, Ashkenazim, don't view that necessarily as a mitigating factor. In terms of being unmarried, Ashkenazim don't view that as a mitigating factor. In terms of time, we don't view that as a mitigating factor either. The only mitigating factor that I'm aware of within this constellation is a psak of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if a person is here every year, if a person basically lives on two sides of the ocean, he lives here and there, but he's here for Shalosh Regalim every year, not just this year for Shalosh Regalim. They take it upon himself to keep coming back every year for Shalosh Regalim, so we view him as a Ben Eretz Yisrael in terms of Shalosh Regalim. Now that, for most people, for Sukkot and Pesach, that's not a tremendously big deal, but Shavuos really is a pain in the neck. And so I had a friend, went into making hangers, became a millionaire, and so he bought a deer here, and he decided to follow that sack, so he held it for 3 or 4 years, he was able to, and he broke, Shavuos was too difficult to keep coming, on a regular basis. But the Boston Rebbe, for example, up to this year, now his wife is not feeling too well, but for the last number of years, he would be here every year for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and so he moved over to keeping one day, even though he maintained a residence both in Boston and in Har Nof. In terms of someone who's not certain, namely, he's coming to Eretz Israel like he's open, he's open, he just got married, wants to say pilot trip, wants to see, how his wife will acclimate to Eretz Israel, etc. So Rav Moshe says that until a decision is made to change one's status, one assumes daito lachzor. Now that decision doesn't necessarily have to be signing up in the Aliyah office, because that has financial ramifications. There are clocks that begin ticking the moment that one makes Aliyah, and one doesn't always want those clocks to begin ticking in terms of zikuyot. But if a person were there to be no ticking clocks, would sign, that would be, that's a declaratory statement that he told his mother-in-law, right? He's coming there, Israel. Right? That's a statement that also has halachic significance. And that would already define him as an eino daito lachzor. As long as someone is simply trying it out, that's still considered to be daito lachzor. This is all one approach. Yes.
Why is it that we can't have
because there is an EMP being insulted. We don't mind that you have a minion, but don't flaunt it. In other words, just sort of have your minion, but have it in the side of the only place that has it in the regular Beis is the Great Synagogue. And there are financial considerations over in that situation. But aside from the Great Synagogue, all the other minyanim are held. Remember once we used to live in Malav Dafna next to Or Sameach? And Or Sameach, like 99.9% of their student body was Daito Lasser. So we had a minion of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, all ten of us, in the main base medrash, and then the rest of them sort of squeezed into the chadar ochel for the other shanim. You should feel it's uncomfortable. You're in the wrong place. Yeah.
Let's consider somech al shulchan aruch. How much?
Somech al shulchan aruch means that your return ticket was taken care of by your parents. That basically you're not independent financially. Yes. Because that is not considered to be a meaningful factor. That's all. The other way around, you have to explain that basically a person you're daito lachzor, you have a return trip ticket after Pesach. So what turns you into an eino daito lachzor? All three regalim. So then we say that legabe yontif, in terms of the world of yom tov sheni shogolios, in terms of yom tov, you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael. But we don't have a different din of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios of Pesach, as opposed to Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios of Sukkot, as opposed to Yom Tov Sheni. In other words, these aren't separate halachos. The Rambam has the Machaber as Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif applies to all Yom Tov. So in terms of Yontif, you're defined as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, fine. It's tremendously Mechudosh Lekepsak. There are some that are that way, and I know that there are people who are Sanach and Alach Lamaisa. Let me just give the other side of the coin and answer questions. The other side of the coin is the famous tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Even though someone never opened the Chacham Tzvi, but everyone knows about this tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. The Chacham Tzvi uses the phrase Hamakom Goren. And the Rav Zatzal told me that he had a tradition from Risk, from the Beis HaLevi, that the svara of the Chacham Tzvi was blood. The question is, what exactly is the svara of the Chacham Tzvi that Hamakom Gorim? So the Rav understood it in one direction, and Lefinius Kanius Anius Daiti, I think there's another way of understanding it as well, with the big Nafkamina. The Rav understood that Hamakom Gorim means that Yom Tov Shenei Shegolios is not a regular minhag. It's not a minhag which is totally by the people in that place that they set this minhag. It's totally by the makom. The makom is Gorim, namely Eretz Yisrael. They knew when there was Kiddush Levana, and Chutzar they didn't know when there was Kiddush Levana. And therefore, if Roma came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Kiddush Alpi Hariya, he would keep one day because Hamakom Gorim. It's not a question of minhag. It's a question of knowing when Rosh Chodesh is and when Yom Tov is. Mashenkin, if Rabbi Akiva went to Rome, even though clearly he was Daito Lassar, he would keep 2 days because in Rome he had no idea when they were Mekadesh the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though nowadays we've gone beyond that, we're no longer Mekadesh Alpi Ariyah, we're still Mekadesh, we're now in Mekadesh Alpi Cheshvan, and even though everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh is, but Becholza, this is viewed as a minhag of a different nature. It's viewed as a minhag Shemakom Goreh. And therefore, anyone who's in Eretz Yisrael, even if they come for Erev Shavuos and plan to leave Motzei Shavuos, now they're in Eretz Yisrael. And so they keep one day. And if you have someone who goes to Chutz Laaretz, even though he's Daito Lachzor, and he's been Eretz Yisrael, he keeps 2 days because Hamakom Gorim. Next, again, that was the story of the Chacham Tzvi, that this is, he agrees with how you learn the Sugya, but this doesn't, the Sugya applies to the Isra, doesn't apply to, that doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. Lefi Anias Anias Daiti, and I read through the Chacham Tzvi, I understood it differently. I understood that what he said was that basically, why do we say that a person who is Daito Lachzor keeps the minhag of where he came from? Because all minhagim are basically minhagim that are what to use? Transportable. That you can take a minhag, you stand for Lacha Dodi, you sit for Lacha Dodi, it's not necessarily totally in where you are. You can transfer, you can be in a certain place and stand, you can be a certain place and sit, and so the minhag isn't kosher to the place. Masha'im came to come to Eretz Yisrael, or let's say a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who would want to say, I want to take upon myself the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis. I think it's a nice minhag. Let's have Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis in Eretz Yisrael, another day of vacation. That's baltosis. That's a minhag which doesn't allow itself to be transposed to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since it doesn't allow itself to be transposed, so Hamakom Gorim, that even someone who comes from Chutz Laaretz, even if Daito Lachzor, he can't keep Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios because it's not a minhag which relates to Eretz Yisrael. Masha Einkein, there was nachgimina between the way the Rav learned the Chacham Tzvi and the way that I think that you can read the Chacham Tzvi, is that someone goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, so according to the Rav, Hamakom Gorim. Hamakom Gorim in Eretz Yisrael, Hamakom Gorim in Chutz Laaretz, you keep 2 full days. And once we spent a year in Boston, Rav was more at the Asra. He asked him what he should do. He says, even though you died till Lachzor, and we already had the return trip tickets, etc., keep 2 full days. That's the other side of the coin of keeping 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. And however, according to the way I understood the Chacham Tzvi, that halacha is only when someone comes from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, not when someone goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. In any case, there is this tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, where he passed in that Daito Lachzor is an irrelevant factor in terms of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. It depends. If you're coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you keep only 1 day. And the Baal HaTanya, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Tav Tzadi Vav, brings the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi as his first data. And then he mentions everyone else as a Yesh Omer. It's a little strange that, you know, it's that was the situation, because even the Chacham Tzvi's own son, Rav Yaakov Emden, disagreed with the Chacham Tzvi. Well, you know, it's basically a Das Yachid, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that way as his first data. To tell you that I'm aware of someone nowadays who passes that Chacham Tzvi straight out, I think, to the best of my knowledge, in Kibbutz HaDati, they passed him that way. Rav Goren, Zichrono Livracha, used to pass him that way. But I'm not aware of anyone currently, in terms of the broad world of poskim, who passed him that way, but there is this Pshara Shita. And this Pshara Shita is what the Rav himself held, and he held that this was a Masoros for the Beis HaLevi, and this is what he told his son Chaim to do when he was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we call a day and a half. What is a day and a half? That the Karon, Al Pi Svara, the Chacham Tzvi, is 100% correct. However, what can we do? Most Achronim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. The Shulchan Aruch passing against the Chacham Tzvi. And the later Achronim, the Shari Tshuva, and you look at Rav Moshe, you look at Post Meretz Yisrael, everyone paskins against the Chacham Tzvi. So what we do is as follows, that we paskin like the Chacham Tzvi b'Yikaron when it comes to Tzvilah. So someone coming from Kutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael with David on the second day of Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Davening. However, in deference to all of the other Achronim, he won't do Malacha. Won't do Malacha. That's what's called a day and a half. So he keeps basically one day, like the Chacham Tzvi, but he's machmir, like all the Achronim, not to do Malacha. This Shita was according to the Rabbi Masoret of Brisk, Rav Kook, paskin this way. That's what Rav Shechter once quoted in one of his Shurim. And in the Ruach Eretz Yisrael of Tikushinsky, Rav Shmuel Salant, in the Heara, paskin that way as well, in the bottom of the Ruach Eretz Yisrael, Rav Sipes of Frank, I was told by Rav Gold, who lives in Harnov, paskin that way for him when he asked. Notice that there is such a Shita. And then, just to complete the picture, there is room, of course, for a fourth Shita, which is the Shita of Rav Shechter, that if you're already going to make a Pshara, so make the Pshara more logically. More logically meaning, say, let's paskin like the Rov and be machmir for the Das Yachid. Paskin, you know, it's not one and a half, but two minus. Not one plus, but two minus. So basically, I'll keep 2 days, because that's the way most Achronim are posting. But so, of course, there is a Shita of the Chacham Tzvi that makes a lot of sense. And so I'll be machmir for the Chacham Tzvi in those places, in those situations where I could be machmir. So that's why now the only ones who keep such a sheet are Tamidim of Rav Shechter. So if there are Tamidim of Rav Shechter here who want to see it in writing, so in the days we used to use telegrams, he sent a telegram to one of his Tamidim here, to Benji Kramer, who was here, when was this, what year was it? It was a long time ago. Any case, but people still send telegrams. So he sent a telegram of how to be knowing this two minus, and then Benji sent it back and he didn't understand it. So he sent a letter. to Rav Kinneret. It was the same year. This is Parshas Shmos. I don't know what year it was. It was many, many years ago. In any case, so those who want to keep Rav Shechter Shita, all the details are here.
What's the Nachmin? Stone?
What? Big Nachmin.
Stone, the Nachmin.
Yes. And then Rav Shechter, I know in his letter, he wrote, since I have no idea what a person like this would do on Simchas Torah of Chutz Laretz, because he said that really, like the second day of Yontif, the person should daven in Eretz Yisrael de Kaminyan, because basically he's keeping davens in Eretz Yisrael de Kaminyan, because he's basically, why is he keeping that? But he'll daven in Eretz Yisrael de Kaminyan to be machna like the Chacham Tzvi, but he'll daven the tefillah of Chol HaMoed. I'm sorry, of Yontif. You know, it's because of the basically the Shita is 2 days. What would he do on Simchas Torah, where everyone in Eretz Yisrael would be davening Chol, and how is he going to have a Musaf whenever he's davening Chol, and no one's wearing tefillin, he's tefillin. So Rav Shechter advised them to return to Eretz Yisrael for Simchas Torah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a wonderful sense of irony. Rav Shechter's daughter got married 1 year right after Simchas Torah, and he had to be here. I'd be between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yeah, man, like the Willets, like Rosh Hashiva Vuayu, that a minute of having the children get married in Eretz Yisrael between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so don't miss Chassid Shalom any part of his mountain Kutz Laretz, and then he was stuck here for Simchas Torah. I don't know what he did. So you have to find out exactly what he did on Simchas Torah Kutz Laretz. In any case, these are the various deos. In most of the yeshivas, has their, to the best of my knowledge, let's say it this way, in what's called in Eretz Yisrael the yeshiva worm, so temples who come keep 2 full days. The best of my knowledge, most of the yeshivas has there at this point, most of the people keep 2 full days. In Alon Shvud, people keep a day and a half. I'm not aware of anyone where people only keep 1 day. And here in Gruz, basically, people did what they did when they were here the first time around. So if they coming from Shalavim, apparently often they kept 2 full days, and if they were coming from Alon Shvud, they kept a day and a half. So if there is a minion of fellows who want to keep 2 full days, so this will be your base tefillah as opposed to the base midrash. Okay. So in terms of logistically, there are two givens even in those who keep a day and a half, or 2 days. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin that on Simchas, on Shmini Atzeres of Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres of Eretz Yisrael, that's the 8th day, after the beginning of Sukkot, that one is not allowed to sit in a sukkah. Even if in Chutz La'aretz you sat in a sukkah without a bracha, or you sat at night, you made kiddush, whatever your minhag was in Chutz La'aretz on the eighth day, because the Safik Yom, Safik Hoshana Rabbah, in Eretz Yisrael, that's already considered to be for Hesi, no matter where your sukkah is. Even if the sukkah is like over here, where no one kept in a helicopter can ever know that there's a sukkah in Grus, but Cholza, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is considered to be the Farhesia, the Kram of Baal Tosif, and also in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the second volume, he also paskins that way, that's out. Let's say B, even if you're planning on keeping a second day of Shmini Atzeres, keeping a Simchas Torah, and having Hakafas on Simchas Torah, but you're supposed to keep the full Simchas Torah of Eretz Yisrael, namely the full Nusach HaTfilah, which includes both what's called the Chutz La'aretz Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, namely Tfilas Geshem, Yizkor, and Hakafos, both at night and during the day. That's otherwise, that's already Shaim Neha Machlokas. Otherwise, people next to will be upset with him. So you have the Hakafos Shniyos, the Simcha, but not to take away from the Hakafos Rishonot. The
Hakafos Shniyos will be
here. Yeah. No, so you'll hear the Knorris. So as to whether you want to take a veil of the Aliyah on the first day, you're welcome to. Sometimes during the day, which is convenient for all the people keeping a second day, you'll take out a Sefer Torah. Maybe usually used to do is right before Mincha. Before Mincha, take out a Sefer Torah, read the parasha of Kol HaBechor, and what? Bring the Sefer Torah here. Bring the Sefer Torah here. In other words, have your Kriyas Torah here with the Minyan, and then go back to Daven Mincha. So let's say a half hour before Mincha, be Koveya, they go meet here for Kriyas Torah, and then to Daven Mincha along with the Tzibur back in the Beis Medrash. Yeah?
I mean, I was here that year that Rabbi Shechter was here. He davened in La Rome, so he davened the Yantif, the Kafin, with the Chosin Torah from the Bishop River, and then the Tzimah he put the Tzilin on in his room.
Right. Yes? That's called an expert, right? The person has decided to stay here no matter what, come high water or the other, all options, then he keeps one day.
I'm not sure if I'm getting here to the call.
Okay, so Baruch Hashem, you're next to Machom Lev. So between the two institutions, We'll come up with a minion. If there is a minion, I don't know. You have to make it. Yeah. Beis Medrash is on vacation, and there's not many people who daven here. Mincha, during Kol HaMoed. It's a question of the second day afterwards. And the Kriyas HaTorah, again, the moment you're dealing with the Kriyas HaTorah, which differs from Eretz Yisrael, so the fact that you have minyan at all is a machlokas achronah. But certainly not to have the minyan in the farhesia, in the makom of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
Just according to the Rav and the whole Bishka way of doing it, why wouldn't they put on sun? Because if it's really the Chacham Tzvi, they should also put on sun.
No, they don't put on tefillin. I don't know why. It's good. It's a good question. Rav Shachter thought there's no reason why not. Okay, just you should be aware that the rules that we're mentioning over here, in terms of Dayit HaLachzor and Indah Dayit HaLachzor, apply to other areas as well. Let's say, for example, in terms of shaving on Chol HaMoed. So, although in Chutz La'aretz, in YU, there are many Al-Pi HaLacha who shave in Eretz Yisrael based on Rabbeinu Tam, that if they're basically clean shaven all year, so one should be clean shaven also during Chol HaMoed, there's no problem of Shema Yikanes the regel Meguneh. But in Eretz Yisrael, the world of Olam HaYeshivot, both Shachor and Lavan, is not to shave during Chol HaMoed, and therefore that's already the Yina Farhesia, that's Ayushana Mepnei HaMachlokes. In terms of putting on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to put on tefillin. So if someone wants to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, that has to be B'tzina'ah. This B'tzina'ah means not in a minyan, not in the... What? If in Chutz La'aretz one made a bracha, so not just one made it, but whatever it is in Chutz La'aretz, but just do it B'tzina'ah. If you're standing in a shul where your minhag was to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but the shul's minhag is to sit for Kriyas HaTorah, and that's the minhag of the entire shul, like the broyer is like that, so then you should sit for Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Al Yishanim Neha Machlokas, in Farhesia, at the moment, the fact that you're a daitam lachzor, it's not a heter for you to do things differently. The first, you have to minhag, you have to play stance, you have to play stance, you can do whatever you want. But the person has to follow minhag. Well, I didn't, if you daven in a nusach sfarad minyan, and they say vidui on Mondays and Thursdays. So you say vidui on Mondays and Thursdays. If they stand, you stand. They sit, you sit. That's halacha. About yeshanu mehem achlok, yes.
In issue here, for people who are keeping one day, what is special brachot for interaction with people keeping 2 days?
It's both directions. A person keeping one day can certainly initiate anything that he wants to for someone keeping 2 days. Let's say if you have roommates and you see they want to go to sleep, so you can turn off the light, turn on the light, or it's as you want. As whether they're allowed to ask you, Amir Rabbi Yisrael, as whether they're allowed to ask you, that's a machlokas. Achronim Rav Shechter is Mekil. And there's an interesting raya he brings from the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, where if a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, and he has neighbors who have not given him a Kabbalah Shabbos, and he forgot to set a Shabbos clock or whatever, so he's allowed to ask the neighbors to set, who haven't yet given him a Kabbalah Shabbos, to the Shabbos clock. So over here it's a similar situation of where you have an individual with two minhagim, and so one's allowed to ask someone who has a different minhag to do something which, according to that other person's minhag, is fine. So there's room to be mekel. Other achronim are machmir, so if one wants to, one can say, well, I'll only take advantage of this. Betzorech Gadol. That's what's brought. There's a volume on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa. So over there he says Betzorech Gadol, that you can ask a fellow Jew to do a malacha because for him it's not a malacha. In terms of travel, so again, if you're not doing malacha, it means also you shouldn't go out of the tchum. And so you shouldn't travel in a bus out of the tchum, even if someone else is paying for you, etc. In terms of simply going into a car, that's very, very, it depends on your weight, the car's weight, etc. You know, to go into an American car, if you're a normal 17, 18 year old, or 20, 25 year old, it's not a problem because the engine works no harder because there are two people in a car than one. But if you were to come in my car, my little car, then the moment there are two people, then it only goes up the hill in second gear, and there's three people we have to push. Right, so then, in other words, if the car has, the motor has to work harder because of your weight, that's already considered to be the same problem as of using an elevator, and normally we're machmir not to use an elevator unless it's a Shabbos elevator. The same problem would be in terms of your sort of shave al ta'asas, your being, your existence, is causing more malacha to be done.
Do you see that the more speeds up, the person moves from one day, so the person moves second day,
second
person is one person,
and
the second person, forget it.
Okay.
Let's have another
question.
Yeah,
okay, forgot.
If you have someone who is keeping one day, can they not do the lach because that's like a lach on the
Ah, that's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. No.
Yes?
I don't know.
How far is that one?
Where is outside of the tchum? Outside of the tchum means that there is an Erev around Yerushalayim, and then when you go a kilometer beyond the Erev, that's really outside of the tchum. Yeah. You know, so leave Yerushalayim.
Who holds what? It's not focused in terms of what, whether one should or could be more sensitive to one day
Rav Moshe is Machmir, Rav Shechter is Mekel, and Rav Yashir Rav Shamal Zalman said it's Tzorach Gadol. Avoid being Shliach Tzibur, avoid getting an aliyah in a kriya which is not his kriya. A situation that. Excuse me? Yeah. Yeah, that's his nusach. So Kriyas HaTorah, if the tzibur only of Chutz La'aretz, they should read the normally we pass that the Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a chov of the yachid, it's a chov of the tzibur. So if there's a tzibur here which is davening the Eretz Yisrael nusach, so then the Kriyas HaTorah should be the Eretz Yisrael nusach. If the tzibur which is davening is a tzibur who keeping 2 days, then they should read the Torah according to their nusach every day. What? So I'm saying, so if you have a tzibur which is made of a book, right? If a tzibur, let's say you have eight people who are keeping one day, and then we have another, but that they're not enough to have a minyan. So the makir patish are some of those who are keeping 2 days. Behold, that's an eretz yisrael dig a minyan. So they read the kriya of one day. But if there's no minyan of one, and I'm saying, if that's the situation, but there's no one, look around in the minyan, and you have eight people keeping 2 days, and two people are keeping one day. So then, you'd read according to the rule for the tzibur, that you would read the kriya of the second yomah. And you'd have to see exactly how it balances out. There's a whole new situation that, that sort of is very different, because it used to be when DMT was here, so there were a number of Rambam living on campus. And so you put together the Rambam living on campus, together with people in the kol, kept one day, along with some of the outsiders who came in, it was always a minyan for one day. I would hope that nowadays it would still be. I don't know. Make a minyan at a time that people from the home level would want to daven. How do you define it? No. I'm saying that if you have six people who are B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that will determine the minyan. It's not a question of how many more you have from Chutz Laretz. There's six from Eretz Yisrael. But you need at least a row of people from Eretz Yisrael to call it an Eretz Yisrael minyan. The day and a half counts as one day. Right, day and a half counts as one day. Okay. Gaboyim will have a joyful time. Right, sorry, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Correct. Now, I was in America. My father was an Albert Einstein for, I don't remember what it was, but he was there. I had to go to be with him in Simchas Torah. So I was in the community there for Simchas Torah. So on Shmini Atzeres, they had a different kriya. But the point where we intersected was Maftir. So I asked him to give me Maftir so I can have at least an Aliyah on Simchas Torah. Right? But I wasn't planning on davening with them in their Simchas Torah opinion. In any case, so at least I had an Aliyah. So I was in Maftir, that was where it intersected.
And you had the Maftir from Malachim, not the Maftir from Malachim, and not the Maftir from Yeshua.
Excuse me, no, that was the Haftorah. I read according to they read. I didn't read it. I just got the Aliyah. I had someone else read it.
Yeah,
that's not a problem. In terms of Kriya Sefer, that's a problem, yeah.
The second thing
about
the Rav said that
when I was in Boston, I went to Boston with the Rav said. When I was in New York, the Rav was married to Asher at Boston. So in Boston, I asked the Rav what to do. In New York, so I went, and the Rav was already Nishtar, so I went according to the Rav Poskim. That if someone who goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz basically keeps one day and just doesn't do malach. Okay, let's move over from Yom Tov Sheni to Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll start off with the dinim of eating and drinking. We're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. We're not supposed to drink on Yom Kippur. It says in the Torah, if one has to eat shiurim, so this is a shear of approximately 40 grams, 40 milliliters of water. A milliliter of water weighs a gram, and so if you have to drink, you should drink less than this amount. How would happen? If you don't have a cup like this, what you simply do is take a teaspoon, and every teaspoon has approximately 5 milliliters of water in it. So take 8 teaspoons, and then make a line. 8 teaspoons, in other words, fill a cup with 8 teaspoons and make a line. You should drink less than that every 9 minutes. I'm mentioning this in terms of women who are either expecting or who are nursing, that midina de shulchan aruch, they should fast. We pass in that way. Ubaros, umenikos, bisanos, umashlimos, biyom akipurim. That's the Mishnah. That's what we pass in. However, maybe chul sheyarda la'olam, and many women who are in this state may find it difficult. So if they will ask, what should they do? The answer is that they should stay in bed all day and fast. That's much more important than coming to Kol Nidre, and certainly more important than coming to Shul during the day. They should, in other words, that fasting is Doraisa, and Tefillah maximum is an Inyan for Rabbana, in terms of Tefillah B'tzibur. So it's much more important that they fast. But if, while they're fasting, they, B'chol Zot, feel very, very faint, I don't feel well at all, so then, says in the Shulchan Aruch, Ubara Shehiricha, Lochashin Ba'azna, Yom Kippurhu. And hopefully that'll work. If it doesn't work, so then Shirim. So then just to give her a little, just taste a little water, that's all. If that's enough, fine. She feels she has to drink, so to drink up to this little less than this amount, and then wait 9 minutes. If she feels she has to drink any more, then yes. But hopefully everyone will make it through without. For those individuals who are in Begedra Cholim, if they have a mahala, that the doctor, Rofei Bucky, said that they have to eat. So in terms of Shirim of eating, we deal with 30 grams. So just to help you, 30 grams. This, before it was broken, so that's it. A normal Israeli biskvit is approximately 12 grams. So two biskvitim, you're still within the 30 grams. This is still less than the koseras hadaka, which is the shear of eating on Yom Kippur. It's not considered mesva daita. So this amount, person can eat two such crackers, and then wait 9 minutes, then again eat, etc. Okay, so that's just in terms of the yote. But hopefully everyone will be healthy, everyone will be able to fast without eating. And again, if the question is leaving shul and fasting, or staying in shul and sipping some water, there's no question that you should just leave shul and lie down and hopefully feel better.
You have to make it up then?
What?
You have to fast again now. I think as you do this
fasting.
And you have to be
is it considered up? Fasting? At least we discussed when we learned in Beitza, no? That according to the Rush, it's not considered to be breaking of the fast. And, you know, according to most poskim, if you ate less than a shear, it's machlokes achronim. But there's certainly room to say you don't have to fast again. Just a kuntres came out of on Cholev Yom Kippur of Professor Avraham from Shari Tzedek, who is a Talmud of Rav Neuberg, a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. So he quotes the name of Shlomo Zalman. That basically, even though nowadays doctors will tell, like, if a woman go to a gynecologist and say, I'm pregnant, what should I do on Yom Kippur? He would say, certainly you should eat, certainly you should not fast. That Api Halacha, that's not the case. And the letter was written that basically she should just rest, etc. If Halacha Paskin that they can fast. But someone else said, Aval im margisha ma'od lo tov. Okay, so that's if someone goes ma'od lo tov. Yes?
Someone doesn't feel well at all, they should first try drinking.
So first they're just lying in bed.
I'm saying, let's say they reach the stage where they have to taste something. So is there a mile of shtiel v'achila?
So they're two different inuyim. And as such, the two of them are not mitzaref. So one should not do both. Namely, one should try and deal only with the liquid. Only with drinking. Usually that is more, simply medically, usually will help the individual more than eating. Eating is someone who has diabetes, etc., and he needs a certain amount of carbohydrate, sugar, etc., within the course of the day. Okay, so other halachas in terms of eating and drinking, one's allowed to swallow one's saliva. That's brought down in Hilchos Tainis. That's Tainis. It is subjective. So if one wants to, one can fill a cheekful and then, you know, test what it is. But it's generally assumed that 40 grams is considered to be less than the malalugma of most individuals. But you're correct, that it is subjective. Like Mr. Bura over there, Paskins. Ulinian with Loa Roko, Matir Magan Avraham, Afi Yamakipurim. After Kaimalan the show, Samashkin, Chen and Ruin Lushtia Patur of Losser, Alka Shiny came and Chen Kamanoso Klau, Lushtia. In terms of Cholin, we mentioned. Moving over to Rachitza, in terms of the Easter is Rachitza Shel Ha'anug, therefore, if your hands are dirty in any which way, you're allowed to wash them off. The Ha'avir Zeya is not considered to be dirt. The Tilas Adayim in the morning, up to Self Kishrei Ha'etzvaot. And the Kohen is allowed to be no-tail karagil. That's not considered to be a rapitza shel ta'anuk. In terms of Sika, over there, Nilfos Yom Kippur, Asar Rasuch Afilu Mixas Gufo Afilu Enu Ela Lahavir Hazuhama, and therefore any sort of deodorant is Asar on Yom Kippur, be it spray deodorant, be it a roll on deodorant, that's all considered to be Sika. Erev Yom Kippur, yes. On Yom Kippur itself, no. Ne'ilas HaSandal, so last night at the Siyum, I understand that was the topic of the Dvar Torah. The Machlokes Rishonim, in terms of what is considered to be Ne'ilas HaSandal, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is, as long as it's not leather, it's not considered to be a sandal. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes those Rishonim, the Baal HaMor, that Rambam, that are makpid, that one should be margish the karka, and the Mishnah Berurah says that one preferably should be choshesh for that opinion. Yesh machmirim shel alatzes b'mina ha'asay milufadim asay kim min al shelano. If it causes sheino margish kol shehu yachef, v'misha efshelo nacham lahachmir baze v'lelech ba'an palot shel veged, to wear something that would be much thinner that you would feel the ground. In terms of the inu yatash b'shamita, so the machaber paskins yom kippur asay tash b'shamita v'asay b'gad v'yishto ki ilu hinida, and all of the harchakot apply on Yom Kippur as well. Asar Lishan Mishta Vemita Vakula. Yeah. You view a woman, Ki'ilu Hishto, Ki'ilu Hinida, Ki'ilu Hinida. Certainly his wife. Ki'ilu Hinida. Yeah?
Barefoot?
Yeah. I mean, barefoot meaning with socks. With socks, yeah. Why not? The Rav used to wear socks on Yom Kippur. Yeah? Oh, coming. That was the Inuyim. Moving over to Dine Yom Kippur, so we're still with the Aser Simei Tshuva, there's still a chance to do Kaparos. Those who want to do Kaparos classically, so you can go up to buy it vegan, or chickens. Those who want to do Kaparos with money, so you should give the amount of a chicken. Right? So a chicken nowadays is going for 35 shekel for Kaparos. There is a sign in Givat Shavuot, 15 shekel, but those weren't alive. It was a normal chicken that you would do kaparas for, 35 shekels. In terms of and the money shouldn't come from Maaser Kesafim, because you're not, this is not tzedakah, this is mina kaparas. You shouldn't use Maaser Kesafim for your minhagim. Maaser Kesafim should be for tzedakah. In terms of dinim of erev Yom Kippur, so we have a mitzvah of big marba, achila v'shtiya, we have all sorts of meals from Machon Lev. It's very fascinating. I mean, I know that many people give all different reasons why one should eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur. Either to make the fast harder, to make the fast easier, etc. Mr. Brewer gives a different reason altogether. He says, "Pashut the Kodesh," in other words, that we're in a safer Beinonim, and we need every help that we can get during Aser Simei Tshuva to get us over the hump for Yom Kippur. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us an easy mitzvah to do. So he gave us this mitzvah of eating and drinking, just to help us over the hump. But he called it, the Nitzvah Nashoseche, Mitisha Vachodesh, Atisha Vachodesh, Arev, etc. He called it an inui to give us a bigger mitzvah. Right? That in words that he'll be machshivit, the fum tzara agra, as though we fasted. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going out of his way, leaning backwards, right, like a teacher who, you know, the kid is got to get 60, has to get up to 65, leaning backwards to try and find those 5 points somewhere. So that's the union of eating and drinking. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. I didn't make it up. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah in this manner. Okay, but aside from eating and drinking, once you use the time with Tashi Shemasa, Teas Mechila, nowadays that you have phones, so call your parents, call your sisters, call your brothers, all the people that you should ask Mechila from, you never ask Mechila from. Those are the people you're really supposed to ask Mechila, as it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, that you should ask Mechila from relatives. In terms of davening, we don't say Mismosoda, we don't say Tachna, we don't say Yavinu Makeno. In terms of Tzvilah, so what's brought over here in the Shulchan Aruch is to be Tovel on Erev Yom Kippur. The Machaber speaks about it, Midin. The Mechaber speaks of Midin Keri, but in the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Omrim Hatam Hatzilah Mishum Tshuva. And therefore, even if there's no situation of keri, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be tovel mitzad a tzviva of tshuva. Yes, I'm sorry. Taking a pill without water is mutter for someone who is the geder a chovash eimbo sakana. That he will have to take a pill without water. If he can only take a pill with water, what he should do is poke in the water. Put a little bit of soap, and not enough to make you sick. You know, not enough to make you throw. No, just something that we poke in the water that you wouldn't be nana from the water. But preferably, you should take the medicine without water at all. Yes. No, from the morning. It starts from the morning. Even for this reason, I'm even for it. And there are those people who go around with hard candies in their mouth all day. So the kind of mitzvah. Okay. In terms of mincha, mincha should be davened already in big day Yom Kippur. Not yet a kittel, but in terms of whatever the Gadim one wears, because of the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, we already begin a mincha before Sudam Afsekes. Vidui should be within Shmona Esrei, and therefore the Gro was makbid not to say Yugo Rotzon before beginning the vidui, to be certain that it's still considered to be, even though you've already said the Chasrei Brachos, if you haven't yet said Yugo Rotzon, it's still considered to be Begeder saying Shmona Esrei. But if you're saying a long vidui and a Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, Pasha said that if you at that moment within the Vidui to say Yugo Rotzon in order to be able to answer not just Kadosh and Baruch, but also be able to answer Yimloch. Because if you're before Yugo Rotzon, Pasha, you shouldn't answer, and after Yugo Rotzon, you can't answer. In terms of the Vidui, you say it standing, that's Meikar Hadin. That's considered to be a Tnukav Hachna'ah, standing. To say it bent over, that's Mitzad HaMinog. So if by bending over you lose kavana, so as long as you say standing, fine. But preferably one should keep the minhagim as well. Sudam afsekes, you should be careful to leave enough time to clean out your mouth and still have tosefes yom kippur. We're knowing that tosefes yom kippur is from the time of Hadlakas Neros. So this year in Yerushalayim, when Madlak Neros at 4:55, one should already have finished all of his flossing and glossing or whatever else he does in his mouth. Before that time, there. In terms of Hadlakas Neros, so a different minhagim of the Gemara as to whether one is Madlik Neros Yom Kippur, one's not Madlik Neros. Mishnah Berurah points out both minhagim are for the same reason. I mean, it's not a Hadlakas Neros mitzad Oneg Yontif, but it's Hadlakas Neros mitzad the Iser of Tashmish, mitzad the Inui of Tashmish. So those who are Madlik Neros, it's in order that they see their wife and thereby be reminded of the Isur. And those who aren't Madlik Neros, they shouldn't see their wife and shouldn't have a Yetzirah. But our minhag is to light, make a bracha, the Hadlik Ner, Sheyom Kippur, make a bracha on the minhag. And therefore, if someone is lighting, one should be certain that there's also a light that shines into the bedroom. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the bedroom, but that there should be a light that shines into the bedroom. Because that's the source of the minhag. There's a minhag also of lighting, for those who are married, of lighting a candle, which is called Ner Habari, for oneself and one's wife. And if one's parents are in Olam HaEmes, to light a Ner Zikaron for them as well. Those candles, there are those who leave them in the home, those who bring them to shul. If the minhag is to bring them to shul, just be sure to bring with you silver foil, rather than put them in the new wooden bookcases, be appreciated. To bring silver foil, put it on top of the bookcases so that you shouldn't cause any sakana. Yes?
If our parents are alive, then we don't let one go?
No, then you're like. Nearby, you're right. You're right for yourself and your wife. That's right. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. No agim become a council laharbos neiros. But no agim shekol ish gadol hakadon osen neir gam neir neshama lo aviv v'li moshe neir. So the Shemurah says va'achshav ein osen neiros ela l'nasui. So it's one candle for the zug hanasui, and then in terms of the
children.
No, one candle for the zuga nasui. In the time of the Rambam, there was such a minhag. Nowadays, no. And another ner, you know, it's a lot of people lima lachapir aleihem. Mashan Hashem said the sagi b'ner echad, one candle for all of those who passed away. Yes.
From the light that needs to be entering the bedroom to
the lamp. Yeah, just that the woman when she makes the bracha, she had that in mind as well. Okay, what else? There's a special birkas habanim, and then when it comes to the shul, when comes to shul before shkia, and puts on a talis with a bracha, those who put on talisim, the rav was not that everyone should wear a talis, but certainly those who wear talisim should make a bracha on a talis. And over here, even though Rosh Hashanah, most people don't wear a kittel in Eretz Yisrael, here we have the minhag of wearing a kittel. There is this levush of the Kohen Gadol, or levush of Mesim, goes in both directions. But since the kittel is considered to be a big tefillah, we're not allowed to go to the bathroom with the kittel. En lechnos lebesakise v'kittel, shehu miyuchad l'tefillah. The Ramban paskins that one should not only say vidu before the Surah Mafsekis, but also as Yom Kippur enters. And so the minhag is to say tefillah zaka. So at 5 o'clock I put up, say tefillah zaka. The Rav used to, in addition to tefillah zaka, also say vidui, also say ashamdu bagadnu, before kol nidre. Minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to start kol nidre before shkia, and the nusach of kol nidre in Eretz Yisrael is a double nusach. Mi yom kippur sha'avar ad yom kippur zeh, umi yom kippur zeh ad yom kippur haba aleinu, serving both as a symbolic atar sindarim and as a modoa lehaba. So we say the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Yes? Yeah, there's no Indian. Here it's not Shabbos. There's no Indian to light candles for a single person. Yeah. Nope. There are those who do and there are those who don't. It's not a minhag that I'm aware of. In terms of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso and Davening, we should all say it together. If there will be a break, which I'm not sure there will be a break, but if there will be a break, then if you take off your talis, you can put it back on without making new bracha if less than 2 hours have gone by. So if less than 2 hours, I can't pick a break more than 2 hours, but if less than 2 hours go by, if you put on the talis again without a bracha,
have a mind or
stamp. No, even if you sleep. In terms of Motzei Yom Kippur, the minhag is to say Kiddush Levana, even though we haven't yet eaten, even though we don't yet have shoes. The simcha of the sleep and kaparat Yom Kippur overrides our physical condition. And Havdalah, we light a candle from a candle that had been lit all of Yom Kippur. In terms of the minhagim of the YU in Chutz Laaretz, we don't say Slichos here. And we don't change the nusach ha-tfilah. What's in the machzorim, that's what we say. What's not in the machzorim, we don't say. I realize that probably it's wrong, and it's my, you know, you can blame me for you not saying slichos. But that's minhag Eretz Yisrael, and that's my knowledge. No one in Eretz Yisrael says slichos, and no one in Eretz Yisrael changes the nusach. We say the slichos that are in the machzor, namely the slichos on the night of Kol Nidre. So we don't say shamei ha-tfilah. We say the kumar ki-tbiyah ha-yotzer. What's in the mouth? We don't change the order, and we don't add kriyot that aren't in the nusach of Hametz Koach. We say the minhag of Hametz Koach. Because in Eretz Yisrael they don't change it. It's one of those minhagim of the grua that was not mekubal in Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. You're correct. Classically, minhag Eretz Yisrael minhag grua. But here, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said it, and Rav Yosher says it, and so we say it. In other words, it's supposed to be Eretz Yisrael, Chazon Ish said it, so we say it. What you should have in mind is, you know, it's that you're not davening to a malach, you're davening to a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has midahs. So you're asking the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you shouldn't have in mind, you're correct, that you're davening. It could be the time of the, maybe they felt, the time of the Gura, there were people may have thought they were davening to malachim, to midos, to whatever. Nowadays, people know differently. But it's the minhag to say it, so we say it. What can we do? Some minhagim, we say, even though we don't all totally understand. But had there been two minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, then I certainly would grant the other minhag. But there aren't any two minhagim. There are two basic makomos Torah in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, and then their satellites. And neither of them do we have a minhag to change the nusach of the matzah. Okay, that's what we have our regular achas in terms of Yom Kippur. In terms of Sukkot, yeah.
Because
Rosh Hashanah,
they say we're in the matzah. Some places, they say
later on. No. We say where it is in the matzah. We start Nila enough time to get to Birkas Kohanim before Shkia. And in terms of simply the times of the Tfilos, are working around Shkia and Sosman Kriyachma. Namely, that we'll start Kol Nidre, so that we'll get in at least one of the times around before Shkia. Actually, we should get in at least two, maybe even three. But and we start davening 6:30 in the morning, because Sosman Kriyachma is already at 7:45, as you're well aware. And so we don't want to be lachut in terms of time. And we're starting Ne'ilah an hour and a half before Shkia, in order to be able to again say to daven without lachatz, and to get up to Birkas Kohanim before Shkia for Ne'ilah. No, we don't daven. No. We daven. We daven in Ne'ilah. What? Because we're going to daven in Ne'ilah, that's why we don't daven in Mincha. Had we known we wouldn't get up to Birkas Kohanim in Ne'ilah, then Pashtus would make a lot of sense to daven in Mincha. Okay, in terms of Sukkot, so in terms of Arba Minim, you saw that the two basic problems in terms of an Esrog, now the Esrogim, there are normally two areas that one deals with Esrogim. One is the Gidul, one looks for, an Esrog looks like an Esrog, and secondly, that it should be kosher. So in terms of the Gidul, now because of Shemitah, so the Esrogim that are sold in a closed box, you have to daven for Hashgacha Pratis. And in terms of, that it shouldn't be possible. So basically, it shouldn't be chaser, shouldn't have a hole anywhere, and that you shouldn't have a situation of... of a shini mara. And in terms of shini mara, so in Siman Tav Reish Memches, it points out is that mechot mo ve'elech, gehainu mimokam shematkil l'shapeya ad ha-pitma, posel chazizit v'kol shini mara v'kol shehu. Shinimarad, Mishnah says to go on Shachor, Velavan, etc. So that's basically those who brought me an Esrog. So I was looking forward to see if there were any black or white dots on the Esrog above the Chotam, because that the Kol Shehu would passel the Esrog. Other than that, if they're below the Chotam, so if only if they cover the robe of the Esrog, and most of them don't, and the Bletlach, this discoloration of the Esrog because of the fact that it happened to be grown with leaves, and there are more Bletlach this year because of Shemitah. They did less work in terms of taking the leaves off of the Esrogim. That doesn't passel at all. Excuse me? From where it begins, me'efo shematzi l'shapeya ad ha-pitma. In terms of a lulav, basically you're looking that it's going to be nistak. And we paskin, in terms of the din of hadar, that it shouldn't be nistak even kol shehu, that the middle, the tiyomet, the middle leaf should be whole all the way to the top. The problem, generally, all the lulavim I saw yesterday were all closed, and they were certainly not a problem of nistak. And after the first day, then it's not a problem, even if it's not nistak, even if it's, until it goes down to ropes. You just have to be sure that you don't, after the first day, you should still keep your lulav basically totally whole. Yeah, afterwards.
Why?
Because the din of hadar is only on the first day. Afterwards, one can din of hadar and still has a din of a lulav, unless it's nistak rubo, and it's very, very difficult to get to a level of nistak rubo. Let's use it as a baseball bat like that. There is a psul called hinnik, which means that the leaves on the top come up and then they make like sort of a horseshoe. Right? So as the leaves go up, they always are a bit separate. That's not a problem with hinnik. Hinnik is when they're going in different, where sort of they go out and then up. Right. So if you see the leaves on top going like this, that's a psul of hinnik. There was one of the poskim actually wanted to suggest maybe we can glue it together, but it's a psul in the gidol. It's not something they can glue together. In terms of the hadasim, of course we need meshulash shear. Preferably should be a shear of shlosh tzvachim of chazanish, namely 30 centimeters, and the Mishulash, that Rav Shlomo Zalman has a kula, that you don't have to have that the three stems come from exactly the same point on the branch, but as long as a stem has a certain length, as long as the stems are coming within the lengths of each other, that's also considered to be mishulash. So you have a bit of leeway within the mishulash. In terms of aravos, just be careful that it shouldn't be stolen. Okay, divide them from someone, preferably who has individuals of more than 13 years old who has an emunah to tell you that these are aravos, or he's selling for someone, etc. Rather than divide them from a kid who may have broken up from someone's tree. In terms of the dinim of building a sukkah, you have a beautiful sukkah. In terms of a question that was raised yesterday about the doors that open, so what we'll do is as follows. The door on this side, the glass door closest to the kitchen, will remain locked. So that'll be a wall. That'll be one wall. And then this wall over here, where it has the windows, that'll be the second wall. And they're supposed to bring a piece of stock to fill in over here. And so you'll have over here a third wall. So that will be your Shnayim Kiel Chasam, which is certainly more than a Tefach. And so what can remain open is the glass door, the first one you get to as you come towards the Chadar Ochel. That door can remain open because that won't be part of the Shnayim Kiel Chasam. And to make it easier to wash, hopefully they'll open the glass doors on this side.
Can you open
what?
Can you open the windows?
Yeah, the windows certainly can open. And the glass doors on this side certainly also can be open because they're in the middle of that third wall. So anyway, you'll have Shnayim Kiel Chasam, you'll have a sukkah chair called Adeos, as long as we'll keep the door locked, which is close to the Chadar Ochel. Yes?
It's possible to
No, they'll put the sach up to the building. And then there'll still be a little section, right? So you just move the sach over a little, that you won't have to reach Fakham of air. Just move it over a little, but it'll go up to, in other words, the sach will fill in up to the wall. Up to this wall. This wall is more than Shabbat Tvacham. What? It's not even a tefach. It's more than Shabbat Tvacham. It's a wall. It's a wall.
The wall is still with no sach to move it.
Huh?
Anyway, is that possible with silica?
What?
Is the door possible with
silica? So that was my machlokas with Eliyav. I hold no, but in other words, to be the hachmir, no one should have any questions. I hold no. The same. I mean, a door is not. If a door possible with silica, so opening and closing a door passes should be a problem of binyan. We don't pass in that way on Shabbos. My humble opinion is considered to be part, but I don't want to get involved in what's considered to be Pesach. It's not. Be with Kuleyama. Okay. So that way, it's a Kumeyama. I told Rabbi Friedman, tell them to keep that door locked, and then you have a Shnayim Kiel Chasam, a Shlishis, a Shlosha Kiel Chasam. That's a problem. Yeah?
I don't want to cause any problems.
Yeah?
But. Because let's say when the wives bring up all the food, so now they have to go down the stairs and up the stairs to come through this door instead of through that door.
No, there'll be a door over here. There are two doors. There are two doors that go out. Yeah. One of them currently is open, and one of them currently is locked. The way it is currently, that's the way it will remain. Namely, there's a door to come out that way. That's beyond the third. It's the end.
That's one of the walls.
We don't need it. It's far beyond the hechsher of the sukkah. So that's in other words, okay, you shouldn't have. If you're having the Shnayim Kiel Chasam, you shouldn't have a petach where at the point of the L, because that breaks the Shnayim Kiel Chasam. So originally, I thought of using that wall opposite us as part of the Shnayim Kiel Chasam. And then, like I mentioned, that maybe opening the door on that side would break the ill. So not that way. We won't use that wall. We use this wall. We use the wall closer to the Chadar Ochel. And then the door is locked. See, the Shnayim Kiel Chasam. You have the ill without a problem. Okay. In terms of the Schach, so the Schach, Baruch Hashem, is Kedulei Karka, and it's Talush, and it's Eina Mekabel Tuma. The problem is that if the stock wouldn't be held together with some sort of string, it would just blow off in the wind. And therefore, all the stock is held together by something, by strands. And the question is, different hechsherim on this stock is what are those strands made of? Because the Rambam paskins, the chutei pishtan are pasul midrabanan. And why? Because mishtanet tzurasan, they're not in a natural state. So the different strands that are used are basically natural fibers. And it's that fast way in nature. Around trees, sometimes you have fibers. and then they unwind those fibers, and that's what's used. And depending as to what they're using, that's what the hefsher. But that's what gives a hefsher to this natural strand, and this won't give it. Anyway, that's, but that's what the hefsher is. Were it to be thread or string, then the question is that then you move over into the world of ma'amid. That the Shulchan Aruch passes the end of Siman Tafresh Lamed, that ma'amid is kasha. So they are in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Rav Yehuda says that it's Sasonech Sukkah Sukkari Hamita is pasul. One of the reasons given for Rav Yehuda Shita is ma'amid. There are a number of reasons. Maybe it's because of Diras Keva, but that Rav Yehuda requires Diras Keva. But in any case, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rabbanah. But even if you were to pass like Rav Yehuda, if you want to be machmir that way, that ma'amid is problematic. The question is, what if your ma'amid was not pasul to Rabbanah? Because Nishtana Tzurasa, these strings are only possible to Rabbanah. That's also Machlokas Achronim. And even if you want to be, so basically to make these strands natural fiber is a Lechatchila of a Lechatchila. And we Meikar Hadin, Maimed is Kasha. You want to be Machmed on Maimed, the Chosan Maimed with its Rabbanah generally is not a problem. And even if you want to be Machna, and if you want to be Machna, Maimed Rabbanah, then you have this stuff. This stuff is Kasha Lekoladeos. In terms of the Sukkah itself, so the sukkah basically is made with a there is a maimid, the maimid of kashir before getting to a maimid of psul. In terms of maimid, the maimid itself, the gru is machshir. It's known as sheet of chazonish was machped on maimid, the maimid. It's very difficult to make a sukkah according to the chazonish of this size. I tried to have it made, but the architect gave up. He said it's just too big. It just collapsed. If you have a friend who wants to daft in the sukkah of a chazanish, this is not a sukkah of a chazanish, but at least you could tell him that under the stach there's still a minded the minded of hechsher. Until you get to the metal pieces, you're three times removed from the stach. In terms of the dinim of yeshiva the sukkah, so in Eretz Yisrael generally, rain the first night is not a problem, but I never can tell. This year is a very strange year. A lot of things have happened no one expects. What's the problem? Normally if it rains, so Teshu came to Duru, you're Mitztar, you're Potter. But there is this Zera Shav of Tesvav, where we went out to Halachos on the first night. And that means, therefore, you shouldn't eat on Erev Sukkis from Shasi Rusulamalav, in Mechul Amalav, just like Pesach. And you have to eat a Kazayas of Pas in the Sukkah at night. And you have to eat Dafka after it's already Tzeitzikol Chavim. And you should eat before Chatzos. And there's a whole question of whether you have to eat the Kazayas of Pas without any condiments. Plain, without, just like you eat matzah without any davaracha, machokas achronim. So in any case, the tesvav may also override teshvu kein tadur, and because that's the sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah paskin said the first night of sukkah you eat in the rain, and so if it were to rain, so the halacha is you wait an hour, wait 2 hours, there's a day you wait till chatzos, but we don't pass that way. But wait an hour or two, and if it's still raining, then you go outside, you make kiddush in the rain, you make a you make shechiyano, you make a motzi, all in the rain, and then you finish your meal indoors. You don't make a leisha basuka, because maybe you don't pass on your Ramah. So if you're brachos vakil, maybe you're potter, because it takes you okay to do. The rest of sukkahs, if it rains, again, Eretz Yisrael generally doesn't, but who knows. So the rest of sukkahs, so if it rains, you eat indoors. It's tire potter mena sukkah. It's tire is not only rain, it's tire is also if for some reason you're bothered by moths. Then you should maybe go to the sukkah. But you should get used to moths by now. Okay. In any case, if your person's bothered by the heat, by the cold, etc., that's considered to be mitztayer. There's a famous Ramah that the fact that you can't sleep in the sukkah with your wife, that's mitztayer, and that potters you. Mishnah says nothing doing. That's not a pshat. In Eretz Yisrael, generally, one sleeps in the sukkah. Those of you who want to make your own sukkahs, you're welcome to make your own sukkahs, have a sukkah miyuchedes, etc. But basically, there's an inyan of sleeping in a sukkah, and not to take away from other mitzvahs, bona, etc. But the ikar is a mitzvah sleeping in a sukkah, and even a shena sarai. What else? If there is a heter cholam misham shena. Those of you who have little children and you make a deal with your wife that she'll take care of children during the day and you'll take care of them at night in order to allow her to get a good night's sleep. So she's the chola and you're the meshamish. So if she, you know, so you got to sleep in the house to be able to help her at night, be able to keep her strength. And that's a heter to sleep indoors. In terms of Shana Rishana, there's what to talk about. You know, is there there are. It's not. I haven't seen it dealt with in writing, but yesh makom to speak about that as perhaps being a matter. In terms of.
Time and object time, which is an automatic
headache,
or is it all based on
even if
you have all the best kavanas in the world, over 2 hours, you have to implement the Beis Halas. Even if you have all the kavanas, I'm putting my kavanas again, I'm going to go back to the system, but if you had a different more than 2 hours, that's it, you shouldn't have to. Yeah? It seems to me that if you're visiting someone and you sit down and you talk to them, that especially you're visiting, really, if you're visiting someone who may see look at his watch, you know, or they want to gas, so that's considered to be yeshiva taraz. And you wouldn't, but if you're visiting someone who, you know, is happy that you came, so you should make it rough. They say, you'll be shalom when you get up. Yeah. I mean, that's not to make it rough when you're sleeping in sukkah. However, if, let's say, you're not planning on eating, you're just going to the sukkah and you're going to go to sleep, to point it out, but then you should make a bracha. So if, you know, the best thing is to eat. You know, whenever you're going to the sukkah, eat something. And then, you know, you take care of your bracha. In that matter, you're making a bracha on the eating, and that takes care of whatever else you're going to do afterwards. That's the ideal. But if you're going to be in the sukkah and you're not going to be eating at all, you're going to eat it for 12 hours, so then, you know, the filthy room to make a bracha. Kayana pasta to make a bracha. Not going to be broken to make a bracha. There are those who are maxed to wait until this is. That depends on the circumstances. You don't always have that option. Yeah. I'm not going to be honest, so, Mirna over here for the Yom Kippur, all as well. And I hope to be here to present the Torah. You'll be here. You'll be here to the Torah.
Yeah.
I hope to be here to the Torah tonight. I'll be here tonight and I'll be much older today. I start with them. And I'd like to invite you all to my home. Yirtz Hashem, one night of Chol HaMoed. It's very difficult to argue night of Chol HaMoed. But if it's okay for you, it's okay for your wife, Thursday evening of Chol HaMoed from 9 o'clock. Is that okay? 9 o'clock and onwards, if that's too late. 8:30 is better. What? 8:30. 8:30. 8:30 on, pardon me, I'll be home. Okay. Don't go at 8:30, but come, you know, come between 8:30 and 9. I very busy. Many times we go with our children, but I should be home by 8:30. 9 o'clock, I'll certainly be home. I should be home by 8:30. But if you come, it's dark. Make yourself at home. I'll leave Madonna on the table. I just want to apologize. Kanahara, we have a very, very fine sized kolel, and I have a nice sized sukkah, but I don't have a sukkah which is large enough for all the men and all the women of the Kollel to get everyone cut. So as you come in, I'd be very, very happy if the women came into the sukkah, but as there are more men who will be entering into the sukkah, it's essential to your wife that with their own tact, if they see that, you know, that there are men who want to come into the sukkah and there's no room in the sukkah for everyone, if they could just join my wife in the room joining the sukkah, that would enable those who have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah and those who have a chiyuv if it's possible to do that, but if it's not possible, to understand that it's not possible. Okay, so I apologize. I mean, if I could come here on the internet and talk to you here, but I sort of like to be much with you. But again, those of you who come earlier, I'd be very, very happy if your wife is still going to be looking at later on. Then there may be just a little point of no return. Yeah?
For Abdullah,
it's a very good question. So the ideal, again, the easiest thing is you'll begin your diet after the sukkah. And after donut, just after Havdalah also. Actually, there's an easiest to do this by Havdalah. There's those who are not to have a marker right after Havdalah. So have the donut. And when you finish the bracha by Shiva Sukkah, on the wine, have the wine, you're going to eat the donut as well. If you don't, so it's a machlokes. If you drink a revias, then there are many folks who call revias a clear food that even on wine.
Certainly, if one is sitting in the sukkah, is there an inyum of Rav Ram to have one big kiddush, one big hamotzi for everybody? Is that better, or to have five ties?
Leaving the five questions to Shalom Bayis, we're purely to be a halachic question, purely alpha question. So it's better for Rav Ram to have. However, many wives just got married and want to hear their husband's kiddush. Very nice. I think it's very beautiful. And so if that's a factor, then I think that factor overrides. Barova Hadith Nama.
That factor also overrides the husband wants to be in the sukkah? Is that the woman says, not the Misham Shah issue, but let's say the woman rather you sleep with her in the apartment if you want to sleep in the sukkah?
You find Yom Kippur and the halacha that whisper to your wife, it's Yom Kippur. Not sukkah, whisper to your wife, that it's sukkah. And a person, there's barachin, the seven night kesusim. So a person can make a proper shibui hamishkal, between one serious yudim daraisa of shirkut ba'ona towards one's wife, and one begins to sit in the sukkah in a manner in which everyone will be happy. You'll be happy. Wife will be happy. Kodesh Baruch will be happy. Okay? Kodesh Baruch will be happy to wife at that. Okay? So if the push comes to crunch, or whatever, when it push comes to shove, I always identify with the smell of that. Whenever, that's your wife takes rest. Yeah? Enough. Go and build the sukkah for you and your wife, and live happily ever after. And it's enough. That's the eighth. The eighth is you should have a sukkah for your credit, for you and your wife.
Not
enough.
Okay, so I will.
That's the point. You're not supposed to sukkah that.
But if you don't,
then
you leave your wife,
even though it's empty. Well, you put it in a very, very, very sensitive manner. Not leaving your wife. You're joining the Sila de Behemdusa. It's a question of how one views the whole world of Sukkot. And again, the ideal would be, it would be very proper, that when you go ahead and you buy an apartment there in Israel, you think when you buy an apartment to have an apartment with two porches. One for a porch for you and your wife, and you should have your Sukkot, then you shouldn't have to make such existential choices. That in order to communicate the kind of mitzvah properly, and then the sukkah, that you lead it, and the two have nothing one to do with the other. I've been waiting 30 years for my children to grow up and move out of the sukkah, so that my wife can move into the sukkah. Any time it hasn't happened yet, and so that's the next one to come down. But I think they want to make a proper shibud mishkal. There are evenings that one should spend with one's wife, but it's also, it's not one opposed to the other, necessarily. If one's wife views it as, you have to choose between her and the sukkah, so choose her over the sukkah, okay? That's it. You have to put it down. Don't have to call me up. Choose her over the sukkah. Pashtus, that would be the kimakona. If you choose her over the sukkah, that's the kimakona. That's what you would stand on. But Baruch Hashem, most women have an ability to be able to give a broader picture and realize that there can be somewhat of a shibud mishkal. Okay, so I want to wish you all, firstly, Gmar Chasina Tova, secondly, Chag Kasher, Mitzameach. If I don't manage this, to wish you between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. I think all of you have my phone number. If not, Moshe has it. I think my number is 651-8457, made up to the office. And so please, if I can be of any help, please be free. I will not, if someone wants to visit me, aside from Thursday night, generally I am not home during the day. And so, not home during the day, my may be to the zoo, may be to the hotel, all sorts of, this is very, your complimentary hotel, very, very special. One day of Kolamalei, and there is Lucas in the zoo, also very nice. But, maybe Hakel, no? Mashiach may come. A lot of things may happen that will meet one another, but generally I'm not home during the course of the day. If any of you will be staying over in Har Nof, over Sukkot and over Yantzit, and would like to eat with us, we'd be very, very happy to have you. I don't have room to sleep with for you, but to sleep, but to eat, we always have room. So I'd be very, very happy. And to call, any of you would like to eat with us at any time that you're in Har Nof to come, and we have room to host you, we'll also be happy to host you to sleep. But eating would always be a pleasure. I want to ask the ninag of the yeshiva is that between called Nidre and Maariv, everyone goes around to everyone else, they ask Achila. I don't know if I'll get to all of you, so I want to ask Achila now. If I said or did anything, I wish I could be much of a God. If I will say or do anything, but that doesn't work that way. It's only ask Achila if I did or said anything, so I hope I didn't. And none of you did or said anything to me, so you don't have to ask Achila about your marriage. Nothing, I think. Well, maybe one of you that I'll tell privately, but that's really the thing that if you did or said that requires chiva. So that's
a hot. So you're seeing with the heart.